This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. More now on our lead story, the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq. Zarqawi was 39 years old. American officials have said he was the biggest terrorist threat in Iraq, the man behind suicide bombings, kidnappings, and beheadings. Jean-Charles Brassard is the author of Zarqawi, the new face of al-Qaeda. He joins us now from Lausanne, Switzerland. Mr. Brassard, tell us about Zarqawi's beginnings. He was originally from Jordan, and what kind of upbringing did he have?
He was basically in his childhood a street fighter. He was not someone educated or someone who attended religious schools like other al-Qaeda leaders. He was known to be violent, basically to run a gang of young people in the streets of Zarqa trying to be somebody.
And I understand Zarqawi is not his real name. He adopted that name.
Yes, he's originally from one of the most important tribes in Jordan, the Khalaylay tribe, which used to run local politics in Jordan for many years. He was from the middle class. His father was civil servant in Jordan, someone respected.
So he was from a middle class family in Jordan. How did he become radicalized? What happened to him?
He was drinking a lot. He was a bad guy, a street fighter, as I said. And his mother decided to put him in a mosque to give him some moral instruction. Unfortunately, it was the wrong mosque at the wrong time, because the mosque was headed by someone known as one of the most radical in Jordan, who only taught jihad to Zarqawi, and that's what he learned about religion.
And then, as far as I understand, he went to Afghanistan, where he tried to join the jihad there. Tell us about that.
Yes, he went early. For the first time, he went there in 1989, and trying to reach the front lines in Afghanistan to fight with other jihadists. Unfortunately, the war was over when he arrived, and so he retreated in Pakistan, where he became a poor journalist there. He then came back to his country, Jordan, and was imprisoned because he tried to mount terrorist attacks in Israel and Jordan, and was caught and was imprisoned for 5 years.
So he was jailed in Jordan for attempted terrorist attacks?
Yes.
And what happened then when he was in prison?
In prison, in reality, he became a leader and imposed himself as a leader toward other cellmates, and he really shaped his personality as a violent criminal leader. When he went out of prison, he directly went back to Afghanistan to join the ranks of al-Qaeda, and this is when he first met Osama bin Laden.
What was his relationship with Osama bin Laden?
Oh, it's a very complicated relationship since the beginning. When he came back in Afghanistan in 1999, he has been jailed, as I said, for 5 years. And so most of the high-ranking al-Qaeda leaders viewed him as someone who could have worked with the Jordan intelligence. So he was not viewed as someone to trust. He had to run his own training camp apart from other training camps, other al-Qaeda training camps, to prove that he could become a leader for al-Qaeda. And that's what he did.
How was he able to become a top al-Qaeda leader?
This was given to him by the circumstances of the offensive coalition forces in Iraq. Without that, obviously, he would have remained a second-class terrorist in the region and nothing else. This gave him the power to impose himself, impose his view, including to Osama bin Laden himself, in terms of the strategy used in this country.
He is thought to have been behind beheadings, such as the one of American Nicholas Berg. He was the young businessman from Pennsylvania.
Right.
What was his strategy in carrying out these beheadings and this violence? Was he fomenting anti-American violence, or was he interested in fomenting a Sunni-Shia civil war?
Both. I mean, his strategy was to create chaos inside Iraq. For months, he entertained his campaign of beheadings to become the most respected by all the others. It received the most funding from outside. Also, most of the Arab fighters were joining the ranks of his group. So he turned to be, in reality, the principal insurgency group.
I wonder if anything intelligence-wise is lost with his killing, if he could have provided a lot of useful information if he had been captured alive.
Given the complicated relationship that he has with al-Qaeda leadership, he won't have been able to provide usable information, intelligence, for the purpose of tracking down, you know, high-ranking al-Qaeda leaders such as bin Laden or Zawahiri. He would obviously have provided a lot on the functioning of this group in Iraq, but we know that there are many groups acting in Iraq, and he's just one of them.
Well, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure, miss.
Jean-Charles Brossard is the author of Zarqawi, The New Face of Al-Qaeda.